Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got smoke on the lines for those that are just joining the show. We've been talking about should a person raising an offering set the price? You know, we had these conversations about the $50 line, the $100 line, the $500 line, and things like that at offering, you know. And once again, tithing is to the understanding of the church and their membership. And I'll just say that because sometimes we kind of talk about a lot of different things, but we're talking about offering, the offering that you give. And we're not talking about the tithing part, because to each his own when it comes to your belief of tithing. OK, but when we talk about offering, that's stuff, that's where everybody get to stand up. The usher start ushering you to the front. And in that space, should they set the price? Because we talking about a recent video that was online where the doors was closed by the usher. It was offering time, and they, you know, had the price up. We got callers on the line. Who we got, DJ Brother Z?
Let's just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Good day, Tory Lowe. Good day, Zach. How you doing?
Blessings,
how
Brother Eddie. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you right now, this is a hot topic, but you went to a Catholic church, right?
I went to a Catholic and a Pentecostal church,
okay.
And I saw, when it came to tithing, malfeasance in both.
Mm.
The Pentecostal church was much worse. You know, Tory, I'm uniquely qualified to answer this question about tithing in the Bible with all my years of house painting.
Oh, wow.
It says, one sheep in ten in the Old Testament, or one-tenth of your livestock, something like that. But it absolutely gives the guideline. You're not supposed to just give what you want to give. It's biblically supposed to be one in ten, 10%. And it's from the gross, not the net. And it's supposed to be the best fruits. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
We're talking about offering.
About tithing?
No, we're talking about the offering.
Oh.
You know, tithes and offering.
I thought you should.
Its offering is the open to the general public.
I see. Well, I can tell you this. I've seen some shady tactics where I'm in a Pentecostal church, and all of a sudden, you know how they kind of, towards the end of the service, there's this like melancholy music where everybody's kind of vibing out. Then all of a sudden, somebody will scream something in tongues. And then another church member will scream the translation and say, tithe, tithe, I'm telling you to tithe more than you should, tithe, tithe. And then, Tori, I brought a Jewish friend of mine, because he wanted to see what this Christian fundamentalist stuff was. And he said, you know what, the translation for these tongues are Hebrew, and they don't make sense at all. They don't, they're just a bunch of different Hebrew words stuck together, but there's no flow to it. It's just, if that was Hebrew, it's all wrong.
Well, what
so
Pentecostal
this
church
is nothing
did you go
more
to,
than
Eddie?
A money. I what?
What Pentecostal
what
church
me?
Did you go to? Which one?
Parkway Apostolic in Oak Creek, and
okay.
I found out that quite frankly, Tory, all the stuff about honesty in the church and the books being open And then you find out later on through the grapevine, through a friend's friend, that, you know, these ministers have $1.5 million condos in Lake Geneva that they don't tell the church about or the people, you know, that they're trying to keep. It's all a money grab, Tori. That's what I've learned. Well, I'm just telling you right now that if you were really convinced that your soul has meshed with the soul, the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you could live in a pop tent in your backyard next to a garage and drive a 1994 Jeep Cherokee, and you'd be okay with it. Often these guys celebrate these great lifestyles with mansions, with private airplanes, right? And they're living a high life. That money could be better used helping people out. Paying for chemotherapy, paying for food, paying for education. How can these guys say they're servants of Jesus Christ, Tori, and then take these multi-million dollar salaries? It's all a money grab. That's all it is. You can believe what you want, but it's all a money grab. That is really what it's about, Tori.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go. I'm out getting a bid. I just wanted to put in my 2 cents on this subject. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye-bye, Tori.
Hey, don't forget to pay your tithes, Eddie. Hey, who do we got on the lines? One more time.
iTech.
You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. High Tech. How you doing? All right, the caller, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
What's going on, Tori Lowe?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Marvin Sapp is worth $4 million. Did you know that?
Oh, I didn't look it up. No, I didn't. I know he had a lot of money.
$4 million. I'm going to give you the list of crimes that he is actually guilty of. One would be kidnapping. One would be extortion. Just to name a few. And there's about three or four others that he would be guilty of just for locking the door and demanding money. Have you guys ever heard of Jonestown?
What happened in Jonestown?
That's where the saying, drink the Kool-Aid, came from.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
People use these days with Jim Jones.
Jim Jones,
who was
right.
Actually a white guy. He was a pastor of a church full of black people and poor whites. And he got them to start a commune and a cult in a foreign country and then made them all commit suicide. So this sounds like something that's going toward that. And
cultish.
I'm hoping that the authorities, because your previous caller talking about he's from the East Coast, as if in any part of America this was not criminal, is beyond me. And one thing about here in Milwaukee, we aren't people who are of the gang culture as much as people from the coast.
Right.
Even our neighbors in Chicago. You had to learn how to fight by yourself, right, Tori Lowe?
Right. I agree. We don't have a huge gang culture issue in Milwaukee.
All right. So I just want to tie it up with if Marvin or any preacher would lock, say, Sherwin, who's a very demure, regular guy up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's from Milwaukee, he would probably get punched in the mouth. I don't think that would happen here in Milwaukee.
I don't think so. I think it used to happen when I was coming up, but I don't think right now that would happen. They empty. Most of these churches be empty, you know. James, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
How you doing, brother?
How you doing, Brother James?
Good. Listen. It's all a big hustle, man. It's a big hustle. It's such a big hustle. It's an old school hustle. I'm 65 years old. This is modern day pimping at its highest form. Now, I've sat at the poker tables here in Milwaukee at after hour places with some prominent name deacons and pastors.
Oh, wow.
It's all a big hustle, man. It's all a big hustle. And if I could write a book and do a movie, you'll fall.
They'll definitely watch
when you see the faces. Yeah, it's all a big hustle, man. I won't give him a dime. I won't give him a penny with a hole in it.
And you are eyewitness to seeing this. You are eyewitness to seeing them throwing the money on the table, gambling the church's money.
I've said at poker tables with them, Torrey.
Oh, wow.
I've said at poker tables with them.
With the tithes and the offering.
With tithes and offering.
That sounds like a good move.
I don't have any hell to put you in.
That sounds like a good move.
I tell them, brother, I don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. I ain't got a heaven or hell to put you in, but when your hand folds, you got to pay me.
You said you mean, yeah, it's just business. Once you lose, you got to, hey, hand it over. They went all in and lost. Hey, look, I appreciate you for telling that truth, James. Hey, this is just the truth. Appreciate you, brother, for tapping in. Brother Love. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, how you doing, Torrey?
How you doing, Brother Love?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, I like this topic, and I want to keep the bond of the spirit in the unity of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with, you know what I mean, what he doing. I know this topic has led me not to be a Christian as it relates to, you know what I'm saying, I study the word of God,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a Christian.
Okay.
But I don't mean that in a negative sense,
no,
because the church is 90% women.
You just speaking from your perspective, from what you
yes,
have decided.
Yes, because how the church, and when I listen to you, the things you say, like the church ride past the people that they need to help, that affects me. That touches me. You know what I mean? If the church ride past the people that they need to help, and then he go in there and he preaches the message, and then next thing you know, the women, after the message, they don't even look at a man. They don't even want a man after they've heard all this.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So, and it creates the third dynamic, Torrey. It creates the third dynamic. So, you know, how do you go to church and believe that if I got me a church, I got 10 people in my church, how is God talking to all 10 of us through just one man? So it's like, well, if it's true what he's saying or what she's saying, it's cool, because most people have problems when they go to church. So when they go to church, the message don't apply. So after church, they say, hey, I'm going to go out behind the church and blow my brains out.
What?
Yeah, because you have, and it doesn't apply to your problem, so you don't have a solution. So, Terry, and my last point is, the young man, and I say this in the spirit of harmony, the young man, because I think the black woman runs the church, and the young man that went to Evolve Church, and he went, Terry, only thing he wanted to do was talk to the pastor. And that pastor didn't talk to him because he had problems. Now, and the pastor got on the news and was like, no, I don't want to talk to him. I don't want to talk to him. So I don't want to be a mad, angry, mean Christian dude. That's why I'm not a Christian. Because they be mad, mean, evil, gangster, harder than the people on the streets. And I just want to thank God to the sisters in Milwaukee that showed me love, that helped me with my $5 and $10 and helped me. I thank God for that.
Hey. Okay, hey. Mark in the chat says, the Bible says the poor and the rich will always be together. Town. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
What up, Tori?
How you doing, Brother Town?
I'm all right. All right. First off, I got a couple things to talk about, but like Marvin Sapp, like, bro, you bogus, bro. You super bogus, and you know better. There's no excuse for what you're doing. You locking people up and demanding their money. What is that? That sounds. You supposed to be a man of God, bro. You supposed to be better. You supposed to be the shepherd of the flock, and this how the shepherd is acting. The shepherd acting like the wolf.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, and so that's what I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then, like, and like, bro. I've been listening to y'all this past couple of days or whatever like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just listening. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you some of the stuff I'm listening to. I don't like. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like number one, I don't like the dude. I don't like the alderman, which is my alderman.
Right.
Guy, my alderman.
Right.
He talking trash about black people because you talking about black people when you right. saying weave. You talking about black and miles and the walking bed.
Right.
You talking about us,
right,
bro? Talk about them white people that do that.
Yep,
because they do. I work downtown, and it's messed up downtown where white people went too. So, and then I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, like, and you know what you talking about? And you black, so why would you come like that? That's the same thing with the SAP guy. You know better. You know better. And you saying this crap. You know what I'm saying? Now that's what I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to you. Oh. Last point, listen to you, a guy was talking about that. He was up there dissing Michelle Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, your politics is your politics, bro. Right. And I'm talking to you, Tory Lowe. Your
right.
politics
but
is your politics.
But I ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
Don't let nobody disrespect the black woman,
but what
bro.
I'm saying,
no
that's a black man. All I said was people call in and diss everybody, whether they like Trump or Michelle or Obama. Then I have to fight everybody for saying whatever they saying. Now it won't come out. No, hold on. Now
it's
I ain't gonna practice that. Hold on. I ain't gotta practice that. But I ain't on here to tell nobody how to live their life. They gotta eat that. They gotta live with that. So you address him, not me. Let brother tell.
That's rough because somebody was talking about. You know, one of our Madam C.J. Walker, if somebody right. was talking about Aretha Franklin, if somebody was talking about any of our greats, I would check them.
Well, this is what happened. Hold on. Let me tell you this.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you this. Well, get you a podcast. What I'm saying is everybody call in and say stuff about people that people feel a certain way about. So that if I go down that rabbit hole... To do that, I wouldn't even have a show.
I get you. It's your show.
Okay, but what I'm saying is,
and that's cool.
And people hit me up about people feel a certain way, passionate about how they feel. And so, but as me, would I practice that stuff? I don't practice that stuff.
All I'm saying is, my final point is, it didn't feel good to have that man talk about.
And he only said,
black woman.
And he only said one thing. He only said one sentence, and hasn't been on there since.
A man, basically.
But what I'm saying is, go talk to these people out here in the neighborhood. Address that person.
They would never say that in my face.
Okay,
so what I'm saying is,
if I had that kind of attitude, I wouldn't even get past nothing because everybody feel a certain way about how they feel about whether it's Michelle Obama, whether it's Donald Trump, whether whoever they talking about, they calling names and all of that. I wouldn't get nowhere on the show.
You're right about that.
I would have to go. Now somebody will call in and say, well, you did that. Well, why don't you do this? And then next thing I do that, then now we ain't got a show.
I wouldn't. Hey, I just don't like black women being disrespected like that. Calling that woman a man like that,
that's bogus. That don't got nothing to do with Trump or anything.
Well,
let me tell you this, Town. When black women get into it in the city, they call me. I go and do the real work with them. Hold on. I'm not going to get high blood pressure off of what another man or another woman talking about. I'm not going to practice that.
Hey, you know what? And bro, I don't knock your bona fides, bro.
Right.
I don't knock your bona fides.
No, what I'm saying is, if I had to do that, you would look how drastic this show would change. We'd get nowhere.
When you lead with disrespect, though, bro, how can it be a healthy discourse?
Well, you got to talk to Brian, because he's the one that said it. Tell Brian how you feel. Hey, look. In the meantime, salute,
one
brother.
One call,
Town.
That's all.
Now's your chance to be entered in our one call, that's all Gruber giveaway. That's right. This is your chance to be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win $5,000. That's right. Call 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway courtesy of Gruber Law Offices right here on award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Again, that's 833-212-1017. Be caller number 10. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official rules, visit 101.7thetruth.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Hey, look, we got a lot of people. We still got smoke on the lines. We talking about offering in church. Should they set the price for the offering? Should somebody say, hey, look, get in the $50 line? We've been talking about this a couple times on the show, but then when this video went viral, people started saying, hey, Tory, look at this. Look at this. What do you think about this? You used to go to church. What you talking about? And I've experienced the lines, the money lines, the get this much, you'll get this and that. I guess basically that's like prosperity type preaching. I mean, those usually be the churches that have the most members, the prosperity churches. But we're going to stay on the lines. White Widow, thank you for holding on. We had a lot of things going on.
You know what, Tory?
Thank you.
I get to talk a lot. I will always yield to newbies. Trust me. Okay, what we have here is the display of God's gangster. I can't believe it. His drama with closing the door, that was pathetic. And to sit there and say, I need $40,000 now, irregardless, hey, the roof needs replacing. We're getting estimates. He says it now. He doesn't say it, hey, we're going to in the next 2 weeks. He says it costs $40,000 to stand here. I don't know what he's standing on, number one. Number two, he uses a metaphor, a seed of 40 grand. I can see 40 grand, a seed grown into a Rolex. You people have to, you're just going to go eat. How dare you? $15.50 for two eggs, hash browns, and coffee at George Webb's. It's expensive. Maybe half of that congregation isn't going out to eat because of that. How dare you? That's sacred. That was just as good as going to church with my dad, with my breakfast afterwards with him. The guy's a puke, and he lives up to his name. He's a sap.
Oh, wow. Well, see, like, look, she just said, call Marvin Sapp a sap. Now, if I had to go behind that, and you know you shouldn't be saying this and that. Okay, look at what I'm trying to tell y'all, True Nation.
Or like if we had to defend everything that Eddies have ever said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Really? Like if everybody, okay, well then nobody don't call in no more then. Ain't no more callers then. Okay, that's what y'all want to go that route? No, we just, y'all got to just kind of have that emotional intelligence on how y'all trying to express yourself. That's why I spent the whole month on self-care. Hey, call in and see what happens. Y'all can't get in. I'm gonna have to shut the lines down. Hey, it's a small city. Y'all gonna see some of these people. If y'all outside, everybody outside, if you got a problem with what somebody said, y'all gonna see them. Y'all, you know, tell them, hey, you know, you can always respond. But look, we gonna stay on the lines. Who else we got, DJ Brother Z? Martin. Martin, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Troy, what's up?
Blessings, brother.
Hey, Tori, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey.
I just got one thing to say, two things to say. One thing about the church thing, I feel like if people just read the word more, we wouldn't have this many sheeple, and we wouldn't have this many problems. The second thing I had to say, and it's real serious, somebody, you know, your intro that you have, mm-hmm. at the end of it, say the phone lines are messing up, they're breaking up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can through the lines.
Okay.
Now, I need you to look through it. I called Brother Z already, let him know about it. I don't know if he told you, but there's somebody messing with your lines in the phone waves.
Okay. I'll ask one of them. I'll ask the engineers to look at that.
All right.
Yeah, we'll ask the engineers to kind of see what's going on.
That's really all I had to say.
Blessings, Brother Martin. Nicole, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Tori, how's it going?
How you doing, Nicole?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call because, not to seem crazy, but I wanted to call to check in Eddie because I attend Parkway Church that he was calling out, mm-hmm. and I don't know when he went there or what he thought he heard for tongues and interpretation, but my pastor has never, ever ask for money like that before. We give our tithes, which is biblical. If you are a Christian or if you believe, you do, you
especially
do that.
If you're a member.
Especially if you're a member, exactly, because, you know, we do outreach, but offering is what you can do. If you cannot afford offering, then he doesn't be like, shut the doors, give me $20, sign up. You know, he doesn't do that. I've never seen, my pastor lives on the property. He doesn't roll around in the bins. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to call you out, Eddie, and I just want to know when you've been there because I would like to check you on that because Ooh. My church doesn't roll like that. I like Eddie. I listen to your show all the time. You're my favorite show. I'm 101.7. So we're not doing that today.
Right.
We're just not doing that.
Eddie,
you come for it. Don't do it today, Eddie, because I know my church. I actually work at my church as well, and I see my pastor staff all the time, and nobody is like that at my church at all. So don't put my church name out there like that. That's all I'm saying.
Look, hey, Eddie, she calling you on the carpet. She's saying you bluffing. You out here wolfing about her church, Eddie. Hey, well, I appreciate you for calling in and trying to set Eddie straight. Thank you for tapping in, Nicole. All right, Winky Blue, we got the last caller, Winky Blue. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in, Wink.
Okay. Hey, good afternoon to you, brother.
Blessings, brother.
I've heard a lot of good things, man. But you know something, me coming out of the church and the black, what we're doing here, we are ostracizing the man. I got other issues with Marvin Sapp. Ain't about that because, see, where I come from, when you get ready to take an offering, they usually put, somebody took a turn, got a chance to go viral with the offering moment, okay? Because normally you put your ushers at the door and ain't supposed to be no movement because offering is a sacred part of our service. There's millions of white people that go to church every Sunday. They collect millions of dollars. I never hear them beating up on their people. Now, what it is, I bet you was some Ursula's hold the dough. We don't want no walking right now. And somebody chose that moment to go viral for some stinky followers, and they probably won't even get paid for what they did. But what they did is they demonstrated. I got other issues with Sapp, you know, his lifestyle, okay? And where he come from, and I don't think he done dissolved all of that, all right? When it comes down to that offering, though, I'm not going, listen to this here. This is what we do. We beat up the black preacher. The preacher, we beat the black church up. The one that's supposed to counsel.
Do we beat the black church up? We all paid into the black church. So I don't know. Because I'll tell you this. Right. If it's one thing that we all done did, our families, we didn't all pay into the black church. So I don't know if we beat them up or not. Because it's because of us, they're there. We pay into the black church.
Well, I got five more seconds.
All right, go ahead.
When it comes down to calling some of these people out, my man Town, he say some good things, but I would never jeopardize my freedom or my life for one of them politicians because Michelle Obama, the one got our school lunches in the situation they in right now. Our babies is getting no nutrients because they're giving them bird food, okay?
Oh, wow.
But listen to this. I wish I had more time. I got to go.
All right, wink. All right, look, when we come back, we'll be joined on the lines by advocate Arthur Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the
Truth
praise.
Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we want you there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up and volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to help clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th. From 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. All right? Also, Truth Nation, the Gruber Law Offices, the Analysis Live is back, and it takes place Saturday, March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets are selling fast, so go get yours at TALiveShow.com. That's TALiveShow.com. Join the Nasus Antetokounmpo for a live show with special guests Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, and more. And a surprise guest will be joining the Nasus Live. There will also be free food, drinks, and a great time. Visit TALiveShow.com to get your tickets for the show now for the Nasus Live this Saturday at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. Once again, that is TALiveShow.com to get your tickets to the Nasus Live. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy Thursday.
Hey, look, we've been talking about the offering portion of the church, and should churches set a price for the offering to give?
Hell no. No. No, absolutely not. And especially, again, we know that the church's not what it used to be. You know, we know a lot of people running around church hurt. We understanding that even the churches that are requesting offering, the reality of our communities, you know, when we looking at Marvin Sapp requesting for $40,000, the people that you asking, one, don't even own a house because the church ain't helping nobody buy houses. You understand what I'm saying? The majority of us robbing Peter to pay Paul, we're barely able to eat. Majority of the congregation, as I recall, when I was a little girl, me and my mother and my other siblings catching the bus to go to church, okay? And they driving past in a Cadillac, you know, living not in our community. They live outside our communities. And when you say you're going to set a certain price when it – you're supposed to, one, come as you are, and you understand, especially in our communities where there's five churches to each block, you understand, and the decimation of our communities, the traumas of our communities, the homeless that's in our communities, the drug addicted, the hurt afflicted, we are in the worst situations we could ever be. And so now you telling me that there should be a cover charge to go and pray to a God that you're supposed to be able to come to as you are. He was out in the street. You didn't even have to go to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was coming to the people. Now you're saying you want to set a set price. We already talked about, you know, the percentage that you're supposed to, the seeds that you're supposed to sow. That's when the church was helping feeding people. families that was hungry. You know, that was back in the day when the church was where you could go to so CPS wouldn't take your children. It was a safe haven for individuals who was going through certain things. Like this day and time, the church door locked after a certain hour. You can't go there to receive no refuge. And now there's you talking about set a price? Right now is the worst time for humankind, for mankind, for the working poor. All of these churches that we talking about, when they saying sow the seeds, where's the seeds going? This is like our government. Where is the seeds that we sowing? Where is it going? Because we ain't seeing it. And we know that that's a non-tax situation. You know what I'm saying? So in reality, we really have to ask ourselves, you know, when we talking about, we really need to get in tune with ourselves and the individuals that we looking to for refuge. Because that's still a man, a woman, a human. And you have to follow the trail of monies that's been put in the church. How many of its congregation have it helped since you've been going to that church? You know what I'm saying? Like, we're being misled to believe that our salvage, that we can pay for our salvage. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. Mm. It's a sad day.
Hey.
That you'll see these individuals, they lock the doors. That's false imprisonment. You being kidnapped. You know what I'm saying? Now hey. It's a cover charge. That's like going to the club. And except for the church ain't got a, you can get in free before 9 o'clock on ladies' night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, we have to make it make sense right now. You know what I'm saying? Now you got to pay to pray. You got to pay to worship. I mean, at some point, we have to make it make sense for ourselves.
1229 says, Tori, I remember back in the early 2000s, churches were requiring W-2s to become members.
Absolutely.
Mad then, mad now. Find a church that speaks to your heart and all this extra stuff won't matter.
Know that you are the church. Speak to your own heart. Speak to the God that's within you. Because a lot of us have what we need for salvation. You know, again, are there churches that's out here trying to do the right thing? Yes. Are they in the many? No. No, they're not. That's the minority. And those are the churches whose doors are always open and they're always willing to help. But the reality of that is, again, these are the individuals that need to be speaking up, because all the rest of this bootlegging, paying, you got to pay to pray churches is the exact reason why people then turned away from the church. The reason why the church don't have the influence it used to have. Because at the same time that they're telling you what it is that you need to do and that's a sacred ground for salvage, is the same doors and the same floors that the politicians come in and lie to you like they gonna do to get you to vote for them. And then you don't see them no more. You know what I'm saying?
The Contrails in the chat says, the brick and mortar I do go to does not request a certain amount, just takes an offering, whatever you choose to give. And most of us are on a limited income. We give what we can, and it's appreciated.
Hey, all I say, you know, same thing that I say, you know, locally. The people that you give your money to, follow your money and see how many people it didn't help. That's even with our politicians, all of these elected officials. You understand what I'm saying? See how many people they didn't help with the money we didn't gave. Because the killer is the people been given. They can't say that we haven't. You understand what I'm saying? We've been given, but we ain't seeing what the seeds we done sowed. And that's a problem. How many people have your church helped in your congregation? How many in your congregation that you're going to give to when you in need, when you can't buy groceries that month, can you go to that same church? Because I know for facts that I got loved ones who done been paying they tithes and sowing seeds, and then we still had to pay for them their funeral service at that church when they passed away. You understand what I'm saying?
I've seen it a lot of times. And they said that that's because the church is a business, you know. I said, but if you a member and you paying offers and tithes, what's the benefit?
Come on. Come on.
Hey. I've actually had to deal with it personally. So I'm telling you.
Me too.
It's sad that when I hear some of the conversation and.
Come on.
Hey, we work our way around it, but I do raise an eyebrow when I do hear it.
That part.
But look, we're going to run the break.
All said and then we need to make it make sense.
When we run the break, when we come back, there was an issue with the alderman with the litter. He had issues with the litter in the community, and he faced some backlash. Well, Fox News came and asked me my opinion about it. Actually came into the studio. I want to get your reaction to that when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Woo! Y'all ain't know why, right?
Love that on that beat.
Let's go! No masterpiece. Hey! 10 bad babs and they after me.
Bad.
One bad bad
on the side of the road in many parts of Milwaukee. It has led a Milwaukee alderman to call for a crackdown. Aaron Maven is live with why that alderman is receiving major backlash for those words tonight. Aaron.
Well, Ted, you know we wanted to talk one-on-one with Alderman Lamont Westmoreland, but he would not meet with us after receiving backlash for those controversial comments. And it all stems right about this right here, from this right here, litter here on Good Hope and across the city, even across the median over there, and we see it as well. But his statement talked about black and mild cigar packaging, empty Hennessy bottles, wigs, and some people wondered who he was targeting with those words. Tonight we're hearing more from that alderman.
At 7th and North Avenue,
it's not a good look.
You can't miss the mess.
It's just so much garbage out here in Milwaukee.
Tiana Robinson can't stand seeing the bags, bottles, and everything in between.
Right? It breaks my heart because we can do better.
In a statement Monday, Milwaukee Alderman Lamont Westmoreland also called out the litter, writing about wigs often mistaken for roadkill, empty Hennessy bottles, and dirty diapers being thrown from the windows of moving vehicles. Westmoreland said he wants to see police strictly enforce the $500 fine for littering. He also called on people to have just plain human decency.
By him being a new alderman and maybe new to the position, I think that he needs to really make the adjustments on how to address the public.
After receiving backlash for his comments, Westmoreland issued a new statement admitting he missed the mark.
We have an alderman that's catching a lot of flack about some comments he made about the litter.
It didn't stop community advocate and radio host Tory Lowe from talking about it on his show. We went to Lowe because he also holds a community cleanup every single year.
This is a situation where he could have actually said, okay, you know what? I see litter on the ground. I'm going to throw a press conference. I'm going to have a community cleanup, and I'm going to give out the right message.
Milwaukee police have only issued 2 littering citations this year. Officers.
That's a lot going on with that. This is an alderman that he apologized, Elizabeth Brown. But, hey, it's out there. The news is
covering. He definitely misstepped. And, again, the reality is he might be new to the seat, but he ain't new to Milwaukee. The reality is that garbage is everywhere. Matter of fact, like I said, you know, in my neighborhood, we raked up all the leaves and they were supposed to be picked up. That ain't been picked up yet. We know that, you know, there's a rat infestation problem in the city of Milwaukee in totality. It don't matter what the garbage looks like. The reality of it is we can't police everything. The reality is we've been talking about it for years. Get these kids summer jobs to pick the paper up. You understand what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, if everybody get active, we, as an older person, like you stated, which was factual, all he had to do was make it known and put out a call for action where he can get out. You understand? In his right. neighborhoods and things like that, bring some results instead of running your mouth and trying to put police on people who are already over police. You want to tax the poor still? $500 for litter? No, why don't we use some of the money that's being misappropriated and make jobs for these kids so they can pick it up? So if they out here getting paid to pick it up, they'll be less likely to continue to drop it. How about do that? Let's talk about some results. But again, well said, King. As always, it's a pleasure. And we working.
Hey, look. Somebody in the chat says, teach your child not to litter. Of course. All right.
Look. Damn to pick it up. How about that?
Right. Hey, look, Elizabeth Brown, I appreciate you. As usual, we got a lot of work to do. And I thank you for being on these front lines. There's a lot of things going on, but we right here. And we trying to
get it,
trying to get that action in. I appreciate you. I'll talk to you
Let's
soon.
Work.
All right, DJ Brother Z.
All right, Queen. All right, Toyota from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go. Let's pick up this trash and let's go.
Hey, April 12th, sign up. Go to Truth Community Cleanup. Hopefully the aldermen join us for the cleanup. We'll see. TruthCommunityCleanup.com. Look, if you sign up for the last location, you get free cousin subs for lunch. All right, Truth Nation, look. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next. Cause the brand that the fans trust, so even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.